This is a Hot Pie Media original.
With ATX Hot Sauce, there is something for everybody that's on the hot sauce scale. Every ATX Hot Sauce is all natural, and if you're into very hot or very mild or something in between, you're going to find a hot sauce that is perfect for you. I'm a honeybee hot person, but you can find what works with you by experimenting a little. You see, ATX Hot Sauce follows the simple principle of flavor first, heat second. That's flavor first, heat second. Getting ATX Hot Sauce is simple. Just go to ATXHotSauce.com. To order, go to ATXHotSauce.com. ATX Hot Sauce has even added a few awards recently at the Austin Chronicle annual hot sauce event. This is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and best in the hot sauce world. ATX Hot Sauce left with 4 awards, 2 gold to 2 silver. The ATX Hot Sauce logo is very cool. Go to the site and check out the merch. ATX Hot Sauce, flavor first, heat second. Order now. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. Order now. You'll love it. ATXHotSauce.com.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
State of Texas is on kind of a roll. What a 2-year period. Not long ago, we lost power, froze to death. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to starve to death, because take a look at us. It'll take a while. But our food's rotting on trucks. Do you get the feeling some days you wake up, particularly if you live in Austin sometimes, you think, wait a minute, our water has, I don't know, snakes or seals or mussels or something in it. We can't get the water clean. We can't get the power on. And now we can't even get our food to the grocery store. Feels a little third world country-like. So, what a train wreck. I mean, what a colossal and intentional, is it, train wreck. I don't know what Gregory Abbott is thinking, man. It's got to be something. So it is 24 hours into ramping up inspections of commercial vehicles to slow them down at a ridiculously slow pace and screw up the supply chain even more in the name of saying, take that, Joe Biden. Wow. Okay, taxpayers. Okay, voters. Okay, I don't know, consumers. What's the end game? Come on, what's the end game? Please be cynical. Please don't trust them. Please don't believe them. Ramp up the cynicism. Do not believe anything. There is always an agenda. But what the hell could it be on this? Who could be this dumb? Always assume. Let's back up and let's have a quick lesson. I'm not preaching here, but I'm just suggesting. Always assume a self-serving political reason. Start there. All right, I'm going to try it, Jeff. Try it with me, because this one is either a colossal swing and miss, or it's just a demented political ploy. Be skeptical and cynical, always, voters. When politicians try to tell you to be less cynical, I think you should check yourself and say, that's code for I need to be more cynical. Something's wrong and something is up. What could it be? Let's play the game. The plan to check these trucks sounds fine on the surface, right? But it is a, now that the numbers are coming out, now that the stories are coming out, now that the outrage is starting to hit the surface, it is a shockingly stupid move, or it's done on purpose. Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay, so why would the governor of Texas mandate increased checks on commercial trucks going to and from Mexico that has made the supply chain problem even worse? It was a nightmare pre-check. It is worse than a nightmare now. When you have your own agriculture commissioner who is a butt kisser of the letter R to the nth degree saying our food is rotting on trucks, you buffoon. Kind of got a problem, I would think. But we're going to assume it's all a plan. Voters, what could it be? This strategy has pissed off everyone except fill in the blank. It's not for you. You don't matter, voters. You don't matter. You really don't matter. I think some old lady in Des Moines matters. I think somebody in Wisconsin matters. I think somebody in Michigan matters. I think someone elsewhere matters. Is that this? Is that what this is about? All right. Let's follow the scorecard here. I know people are going to say, what's the problem there? What's the problem? Okay, we're going to define the problem. We're going to define the result. And then you're going to decide for yourself, why in the world would someone want to do this? And I'm thinking, screw Texas. This is about Wisconsin. This is what somebody, probably freezing today in Wisconsin, well, they have power, forget that. Somebody in Wisconsin is saying, they're coming. Thank you, Gregory. Get them. Is that what it is? All right, so the story everywhere now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki accused the governor of Texas of driving up already runaway prices caused by record high inflation. Well, things aren't going so well for the White House. They'll try anything right now. I don't know that she's necessarily wrong. It's not going to save her boss, who is having soup right now and things are going horribly wrong for him. But I'm not sure she's wrong when she makes this accusation. Abbott ordered trucks to undergo enhanced safety inspections to curb human trafficking and the flow of drugs across the Texas-Mexico border. Again, on the surface, you're going to say, right on, man, if you live in Wisconsin. Right on, man. Who wants that? People of Texas, we're trying to save you here. What's the problem? The problem is, of course, it was already being done. This was a charade, seemingly, a show of force, seemingly, a look at me, I'm tough on them, Wisconsin. Check me out, Wisconsin. Check me out, Michigan. That's what I think this is. I don't know about you. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott ended, there was a little give, which tells you a lot, ended a DPS checkpoint for commercial trucks coming in from Mexico. Abbott said he is working with governors to end the checkpoints and other points of entry. Texas DPS, he says, will continue its secondary inspections. Now, again, you're going to think, what's the problem here? Here's the Agriculture Commissioner, Sid Miller, who doesn't matter. Well, probably matters, really, but publicly doesn't matter, except now. He can't be hearing good things. He called on Abbott to end the inspections. Your inspection protocol, quote, is not stopping illegal immigration. It's stopping food from getting to grocery store shelves and in many cases causing food to rot on trucks. Ugh. Just don't screw with the wine, man. Please. Many of which, he says, are owned by Texas and other American companies. Though the policy is Abbott's idea, he blamed Joe Biden. Are you sure, Texas, this is about you? If it is, it's a weird move. It starts to remind me of another time not that long ago when we were losing power. And you would think, man, it's not his fault, but you think the governor of Texas would be freaking out about the people of Texas right now and worried about the people of Texas right now. Instead, he goes on Fox News to talk about Joe Biden. Then he made up a plan. And I'm going to assume he nor anyone in his office, the marketing team, surely they didn't think this was going to be simple. You didn't realize he was going to back everything up. They're now saying that typically it would take 30 minutes to get through a checkpoint. It's taking like 400 minutes now and the food is rotting. Surely somebody somewhere said, I don't know, boss. I don't think we ought to leave those trucks sitting there. And I think it's going to make some business owners pretty mad. So surely they thought this through. So maybe it's not about Texas. Maybe you're just like a casualty in the entire storyline. Maybe you're just a byproduct of something else. I don't know. It's up to you. So Greg Abbott, though, I think this is the point of the whole thing, but you can think otherwise. He says, quote, if you want relief from the clogged border, you need to call President Joe Biden. Yeah. That'll show us. Huh? All right. What's it about? What's it about? I mean, there's, let's assume it's just not, oh man, that was a bad idea. Sorry about that, everybody. I was trying to keep fentanyl out. No, I'll check that. I was trying to look cool and get some people in khakis with guns to look like they're checking trucks and so I could rip Joe Biden. But I'm sorry about that. Let's get the hell out of your way so you can eat. You're not hearing that. You're hearing the same thing. You're hearing the messaging. So is the message meant for Texas? Is this how he gets reelected in Texas? If so, my gosh. Now, he's lucky he's going up against some clueless buffoon who can't find his way, because if he could find his way, and anyone running against Greg Abbott would be on Instagram, would be on Jeff Ward Show, would be hoarse from screaming so much about what a stupid idea this is. Hey, I could talk and completely nerd out on the wine selections and prices. Amazing deals on wines at Specs. But of course, Specs is more than just great wines. This is the four-time National Retailer of the Year. Specs has been voted by the Houston Press Best of for more than 10 years. So it's all there for you at Specs. And now that it's March Madness, the sanity of savings goes even further. Specs is Austin has you covered with lower prices on huge selections of wine, spirits, beers, and gourmet foods. Warmer weather is here. So make sure you talk to the staff to get seasonal savings at Specs. Pop into Specs Arbor Walk and Brody Lane locations for great deals on the season's hottest sips. And if you're looking to freshen up your happy hour with cocktail recipes, make sure you check with specsonline.com to get the best and newest recipes for the best selections. And here's a useful tip for getting even better savings. Sign up for Specs Key Club. This is great because you'll get customized discounts, events, and tastings. Don't miss out. It's the Key Club. Do it now. Get access to amazing deals and tips. Just go to specsonline.com/keyclub for all the deals. Four-time National Retailer of the Year, voted best of more than 10 years. Everything you need, you'll find it at Specs. Stop by any of the stores today or shop online at specsonline.com. That's specsonline.com. If you ever wanted to communicate properly, apparently he can't, but if you ever wanted to communicate properly and sort of beat up your opponent publicly, right now I'd be tying power grids and starving and rotting food all into one, and I would never shut up about it if you wanted to win. So I don't know what this is about. If it's about Texas, you would think Greg Abbott is really hurting himself. I mean, how could he have miscalculated this badly? He's lucky that the other side, the other team, is clueless. That has no passion. Apparently has no passion. Did he give Beto a chance? If he did, Beto's sure not using it. What's he doing? Some focus group right now? Rolling up his sleeves again to look like he's sweating? You need to talk, man. Communicate. Rant a little. It sounds like he meant this, in my opinion. You can disagree. I think he meant this for Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan. Go down the list. But why is the other question? So is it about Texas? Is this how he gets reelected in Texas? He only cares about Texas. It's a convoluted way to go about it. Is it about Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, blah, blah, blah? If so, does that mean he's trying to shovel Joe off the cliff for the team? Is that what that is? I'll do it, guys. I'll take the heat in Texas. I'm going to win anyway. It's no risk for me. I'll shove the old man off the cliff so you, Ron DeSantis, or you, Donald Trump, can have your way. I'll go ahead and end old Joe once and for all by talking trash about the border. Is he trying to shove old Joe over the cliff for himself? Does this mean he still wants to be president? What is this? Because it's not about you. Is this his chance? Is this his chance? And you got Ron DeSantis over there talking about turning your kids gay and Mickey Mouse, right? Greg Abbott needs to cut through the clutter. Is this his chance to fight old Ron, Mr. Disney himself? Is this the way to do it? I mean, I don't know. So here you go. Here goes Jen Psaki, whose boss doesn't have it going on. It's just not working. But she's not going to miss the chance to talk trash for pretty good reason.
Mentioned in that statement that the truck inspections have led that Governor Abbott has been conducting have led to disruptions for the food and automobile supply chains and rising prices for families. So is the White House blaming Greg Abbott for inflation?
Well, I think we're trying to state the facts of what his another political stunt that we're seeing happen and the impact of it. And what we're seeing is right now, factually, there's over $1 million in trade crossing over the U.S.-Mexico border every minute. These actions are impacting people's jobs and the livelihoods of hardworking families in Texas and across the country. That's not a political statement. That's a statement of fact. I'd also note that what we're seeing with these unnecessary inspections of trucks transiting ports of entry between Texas and Mexico are significant delays, which are resulting in a drop in commercial traffic of up to 60 to 70% in some ports. And that is significantly impacting the local and regional supply chains to the point that trade associations, officials, and businesses are calling for the Texas governor to reverse this self-inflicted gridlock. I'd also note that CBP officers are very good at their jobs, and Texas DPS does not need to replace CBP at the southern border. CBP has conducted a record number of drug seizures with more than 900,000 pounds of narcotics seized just in FY 2021. So the economic impact here, something that people of all political stripes are calling for a reversal of, is something that we think is significant and we felt should be shouted out.
Well, that felt scripted, but the data was true. It's right. Wait times increased from 60 minutes to 323 minutes. A drop of traffic drop of 35%. So they're sitting there. They're mad. The food is rotting. Now, just as a communications tip from someone in the business, that would be the opportunity for someone like, oh, I don't know, Beto O'Rourke to say, hey, people of Texas, I'm talking to you. You know who he's talking to? You know who he cares about? Wisconsin, Iowa, and Michigan. You know who I care about? The people of Texas. The food's rotting. So this guy's 0 for 2. Your power grid and you froze to death, fell apart, and now your food is rotting. Also, he can kiss the ass of somebody in Iowa. How does that make you feel? That's what you should be communicating and do it pretty often, but you're not. Trucks have been waiting in line reportedly for up to 30 hours. Man, that sounds like a bad day. I don't know how that, I wonder if I could sleep in a truck. You know, they had those cabs. I wonder if that may be the secret to me, that I could try to start sleeping in one of those rigs. 30 hours, and it's not for the rest of the country, it's not like it's 62 degrees either. This is what, I don't know. I don't know who this dude is. But he's become kind of a rock star. And I would say if I were on Team Beto O'Rourke, anybody else really, I'd probably channel some of this country dude more and less Jen Psaki.
Folks, you need to watch this video to the end and you need to interact with it. You need to leave a comment. We need to boost this as much as possible. And this is your only warning. There's going to be cussing because I'm fucking mad as hell.
Oh.
I am telling you right now, Republicans are intentionally working to drive up inflation and intentionally working to cripple our supply chain. Right now, Governor Abbott here in the state of Texas is forcing the DPS, which is our version of the state troopers, to stop every single truck coming out of Mexico. Every single truck. And do a safety inspection on it. What they're doing is they're backing up shipping for dozens and dozens and dozens of miles. Normally, a Mexican driver will bring a truck over across the border. They'll drop it at a depot, and an American driver will pick it up and drive off. They usually do about four a day. They can't get one through. They can't get one fucking truck through. They're backed up for fucking miles. Why? Because they want to drive up inflation. They think it's going to help them in the midterms. They want to cripple our fucking supply chains because they think it will help them in the fucking midterms. They're doing it on purpose to hurt you, your family, your wallet. This isn't being covered in the national media. All the national media wants to talk about is inflation. Inflation, inflation. But they don't want to fucking talk about why it's fucking happening. This, you have to look at local Texas media, Houston, you know, fucking El Paso, Laredo. Laredo's the largest land port in this country. And they've got it backed up so goddamn far you can't even see the end of the goddamn line. These are the sorriest motherfuckers in the world. Republicans are traitors. They don't give a shit who they hurt, who they fuck, just so long as they can get some power. I'm telling you people, vote blue. Vote blue in every election.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was set up. Yeah, I always do. I don't believe anybody has an honest, sincere, intellectual thought to them. Sorry, but still pretty well done. That's what you got to do, Beto. I'm telling you, man. You got to act more like Trump and like that dude. Now, it's an interesting... I don't fault him, whether he's hired or not. I don't fault him. I think we have to actually think that through. Is it intentional? Inflation, not to nerd out on you, I realize most people will never, ever take the time or even think or talk economics or have a philosophical discussion about economics, but most of the metrics the economists would point out right now in terms of inflation, which is very real, the highest in 40 years, this is not a fake issue, it's a very real issue, it's probably peaking. Now, that said, most data would indicate that we're going to settle into a period of probably at least 4%, maybe higher inflation over the next several years. So it's a real thing, a real issue. Is it Greg Abbott's fault that we're here? No. Is it Joe Biden's fault that we're here? No. No. But is it ruining Joe Biden? Yeah, probably. Joe was ruining himself anyway because he can't communicate. He can't communicate his way out of inflation. He couldn't make the argument I just made and said, look, you want to blame this on me? You can't. Here are the reasons why. It's not my fault. I'm in it with you, and it sucks. But don't let these jackasses with an R next to their name try to stick it to me. Let me tell you the reasons why there's inflation, and we've got to figure out ways to help it. But it's no one person's fault. Let me explain. He couldn't pull that off. He can't do that. He's not doing it now. So this is sticking to him, and it will be the end of him. But to the guy's point, would Abbott do it on purpose to muck things up? I mean, that's what he's saying. There's not absolutely a cause and effect between, I mean, there is, but this is not the one singular reason for inflation. Just like oil prices are not one singular, people freaking can't understand enough about economics to figure out why we have high oil prices. So God help us, we don't know enough about economics, so these stupid arguments work. But there's no denying this is mucking things up. The question is, to this guy's point with all the F-bombs, sorry, too bad. Wow. Could he be right? Could it be an actual intentional move? In other words, I'll muck it up. Yeah, sure, cool. I'll muck it up with the opportunity to say, hey, I'm doing this for you. I'm keeping them out, keeping the drugs out. I'm keeping those people out, grandma. And in the process, so Texans get pissed. I mean, is the guy right? Is it all done on purpose? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, that's how stupid we are. That's how insane they are, politicians. I could see why somebody would arrive at that.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.